You know, there once was a time when you watched a TV commercial for a brand new car. It was all about fuel economy, safety, and those type of things. Now it seems to be about watching DVDs, Blu-ray and your iPod connectivity. And some of those things are, well, possibly leading us to distraction when it comes to our cars, mobile phone use in cars in particular. To talk to us about that a little bit more this morning from the Australasian College of Road Safety, it is Lachlan McIntosh. Good morning, Lachlan. I guess that's right off the bat, mate. What would you like to see happen in terms of cars and safety, particularly when it comes to mobile phones?
Well, I think, you know, firstly, drivers have got a clear responsibility here that when you're driving, you've got to watch out for what you're doing. You can't just say, oh, well, for a moment, I'm going to look away, because other things are happening. Other people are on the road. Other people do silly things or forget to do things, and you have a responsibility, just as they have, to keep watching the road. So that's the first point. The second point is we can't keep on adding distracting things in the car. As you say, the car manufacturers used to sell, or still do in some ways, sell on safety, but they've got a responsibility to provide a vehicle that doesn't distract you, just as the phone companies who add these devices or the people who make the telephones or the iPads or whatever. That it says that when you're driving, you shouldn't be able to see your email and your text and all those things. Now, there are technologies that can help stop that, and people say, oh, it's all too hard, we can't do it. Well, that's not true. You know, these are being developed. The United States has got a major program going to look at how they might encourage the phone companies to find ways to do that. There are devices you can buy in Australia that actually some companies are doing and putting in their trucks and their fleet vehicles that stop text coming into the driver, and it sends a message back to the person that sends the text that says, Bill is driving at the moment, he'll come back to you later. You know?
So a bit of self-policing there if we're prepared to do it. I mean, I've had a friend of mine talk to me the other day, and he said, look, he put his hand up and said, I still take phone calls. I go on social media. I've been on Twitter while I'm driving, which is just totally bizarre to me. Why do we put ourselves at risk when it comes to using our phones in cars? Because everyone says they don't do it, but obviously lots of us still do, Lachlan.
Well, it's like the old thing, you know, even when we had old hard phones at home, you know, and when the phone rang, the whole household jumped up to answer it. You know, we have this sort of, there's a psychological imperative in answering the phone. And so when the thing goes buzz in the car, well, you think, oh, I better answer it, it might be important. And I asked around at a trip I did to the USA last year about to a lot of these research institutions, why, as you say, why do we keep doing it? And people say, oh, everybody says I must be able to contact my children immediately in case there's something happening. Well, what happens if when you're contacting your children, you run over someone else's child or even your own? You know, you have to sort of, we don't see that external hazard as important as the buzz on the phone. So we have to shift some sort of valve in our head, I guess, that says watching the driving is far more important than answering the phone.
It seems so simple, but yet most of us don't. I mean, like you said, the phone rings or a message comes through, and it's not just the ring of the phone. There's all those other things that are going on with it. I mean, we're putting music on, we're putting on DVDs in some cases. So we're kind of treating the car, in some respects, like an office or the lounge room with an entertainment system rather than a device to get us from A to B.
Well, and I think, you know, and I guess for a lot of people caught up in heavy traffic, sitting in a congested area for 10, 20 minutes or something, it's pretty hard not to turn the phone on, you know. But the reality is there are other things happening there. There are bicycles coming along or motorcycles coming up the corner or people walking, you know. So you have to be alert. And we have to find, well, I think we have to find more ways to get the technology to help us not be interrupted by the device. You know, I know that people want to be interrupted, but we have to say driving is important and it's dangerous, it's risky if you're not concentrating. Therefore, we have to stop these devices. Now, drivers themselves can do it, and we know drivers try. Some drivers try hard. Some people put their phone in the boot. But, you know, we have to do all these things together.
As a bare minimum, maybe, if you know you can't trust yourself, just throw it in your bag and put it in the back seat away from you so you can't reach out and grab it.
Absolutely. Put it in the boot. It's too hard to get then.
Unless you're caught in traffic where you can just jump out and grab it, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's true. I guess that's right. So, yeah. We've got to sort of, you know, not be, I feel sorry for the enforcement agencies who have to check on people and ask them to do these things. It's a bit like alcohol meters. You know, we have alcohol devices now that you can't start your car if you've got alcohol on your breath. Now, in Sweden, 90,000 trucks are equipped with those devices. We should find ways to have it so the phone can't interrupt you while you're driving. The more we can get the telcos and the phone providers to put that software in the device, the sooner we'll be safer.
Lachlan, I think that might be the answer. Thank you for your time this morning.
Anytime.
Yes, and throw the phone in the boot if you know you can't trust yourself, or as a bare minimum, just turn the thing off.